All right, this is your boy, Prophet 41. Well, not actually. Well, maybe. That's one of my rap names. So, I'll get started off by talking about these e-vapors. Man, these things are getting out of control. Kids are dying. And I know a lot of, I have a lot of friends that smoke these things. And, you know, when, well, it's a lot of different aspects to what happens when some of these kids are getting these things off the street and putting other things into it. It's unbelievable. And I heard the president, he said he was going to do something about the crisis, the deaths. Well, I won't say crisis, the deaths. He's going to protect the kids. But at the same time, he said he's going to protect the industry. You can't protect every, you can't protect them both. I mean, you have to protect, you have to decide what's more important. That's what I think. I mean, I know sometimes people want to play all sides and they want to keep everybody happy, but this stuff right here is out of control. I mean, I just hate to think about mothers and fathers and, you know, family and friends losing their loved ones over something. That's just so unnecessary for something like that to happen. And speaking about the president of the United States, this impeachment thing is really starting to, it's not going away, it looks like, that's for sure. And they keep coming out with information that makes the case look stronger. But you have a situation today where people already have their mind made up. Either they don't like Trump, or they do, or they just support him anyway, regardless of what happens. So, but if he had a direct order to tell those people to hold back aid to that to Ukraine, because he was trying to get dirt on Joe Biden or his son or whatever. I mean, you can't be doing stuff like that. I know he's supposed to be investigating corruption, but this is a different, that's not investigating corruption. That's trying to undermine an election. That stuff gets me so worked up and everything. And I'm not a fan of either party at this day and time. I mean, both of these parties support stuff that to me is, oh my goodness, abortion, all these mass shootings. I mean, people are shooting up churches. My God, it's insane. So anyway, I'm gonna get off of that. I'll talk about work today. That's what it's all about, right? All about the work. It's not just all about the work that the president of the United States has to do. It's all about the work that we all have to do. It's all about the work that I have to do. I have to go to work every day and pay the rent, pay the bills, pay to keep this phone on so I can make new podcasts. I want to try to make a podcast almost every day. I love talking about this stuff. So I got up a little late. I didn't get up late. I did get up late because I snoozed all the way to 4:30. I had to be to work at 5:00. But I live like 10 minutes away or less from where I work. So I got up because I slept. I didn't go to sleep until 11:30, which is another thing. I looked up some information on how much sleep you should get. And they say old people like me need to get at least 7 hours of sleep, which me going to sleep at 11:30 is cutting it down to less than almost 5 hours. I was tired this morning, but I got up. I went to work. It was a good day at work. It was a good day at work, really. It really was. And I'm not a fan of work, but I'm learning that you have to make everything. You have to do the best at everything. I have to do the best at everything. So, you know, I have friends at work. There's this lady at work that, you know, let me stop saying you know so much. I'm sorry. This lady at work that I like. We talk, we joke around, and she even has her own little side business. I am going to try to get her to be on the podcast one day. So she has a bake shop, and she makes all kinds of cakes. And she made a cheesecake the other time, and I bought one, and it was good. So I'm gonna try to get her to get on the podcast one day. So then I was teasing my buddy at work about the Patriots. What happened to the Patriots, man? What happened? Oh, I know. No, you said they were going to the Super Bowl. That's the Saints, isn't it? The Saints are going to the Super Bowl this year. That's my team. So that was fun. He has a social media business too. I'm gonna try to get him to get on the podcast one day. So then there's another guy that's a supervisor, and we talk about everything, but we've been talking about power. That's one of my inequities. Rap music, you know, 50 Cent. I don't know how many of you know 50 Cent, gangsta rap or whatever. He produced a show called Power, and it ended last year, and it's coming back on Sunday. We get to see who shot Ghost. Well, I bet that they probably won't show it. They probably won't show who shot Ghost until, I don't know how long they're going to drag it out, but that'll be on Sunday. So today I did a new job. I started doing this job, a new job, and I kind of liked it. Made the time go by, and the supervisor said I did a good job. Which, wow, that was impressive. So it was a good day at work. Even though I got up late and I didn't have a lunch. I didn't even have a lunch to bring. But so I stopped at Walmart today and made sure I bought some kind of chicken microwavable dinner or something. And I learned that I have sick time now. Wow. Haven't been there a year. And I have basically 4 days of sick time. Yeah, about 4 days. Maybe, yeah, about 4 days of sick time. We work four day weeks. So that's pretty awesome. So I was just looking up, saw Alex Trebek on TV, and I, you know, praying for him, the situation that he's going through. It's just been a really good day, really. I've been trying my best to look at life a whole lot differently. I've been trying to look at myself more realistically instead of the way that I used to look at myself and all of these delusional ways. And, you know, I wanted to do this podcast, and I want to do it as many times as I can. Just check in with you, whoever listens, and just let you know that I'm still doing okay, doing good. Hope you are too. And I think that might be it. I won't even get a chance to play my video game. I'm a big video game fan too. I won't get a chance to play my video game tonight, probably. I have to get ready to go to sleep. I'm an old man now. An old man just trying to make a living, get ready for retirement in probably, what, 20 years? I'm almost 50 years old, but I started late in life, so I have a lot of catching up to do. So anyway, that's what it's all about to me. You know, it's all about the work. It's all about now. You know, it's all about family. It's all about friends. Most importantly, it's about God. It's about ourselves, too. It's about God and the work that we do for Him, the work that God created us. God created us to be on the earth and do His work. It's just that, you know, to glorify Him. I think it's just that simple. So that's what I'm going to be trying my best to do. Try to live the best life that I can, be the best person I can. And sometimes I think I'll try to make the best podcast that I can too. So the verse for today is Ephesians 4, 25 through 32. And it says, therefore, put away lying. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. If you have stolen before, steal no longer, but rather, you know, labor, working with your hands, doing what is good, that you may have something to give to someone who needs it. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to give to people that need it? 29 says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Oh, that's one for me. When I used to rap back in the days, oh my goodness, I would think of the most corrupt stuff I could say. So, but the Bible says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but let what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. So I hope this is edifying to you, and it will bring grace to you. Because it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. I do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Because by the Holy Spirit, I was sealed for the day of redemption. Because it says by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, let all wrath, let all anger, let all clamor, and let all evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Woo! All bitterness, all wrath, all anger, all clamor, all evil speaking, let it be put away from you. Woo! That's deep. With all malice, let all malice be put. Don't have any malice in your heart. Okay? Be kind to one another. Be tenderhearted. Forgive each other. Even as God in Christ forgave you, forgave us. This is Prophet 41. Signing off again. It's all about the work we do. Whatever you can do, whatever I can do, whatever we can do for family, for friends, for God, for our job, for each other, and for those in need. It's a good thing. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you as soon as possible again. Peace.